To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Here we go. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 46. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
You already know, it's your boy Kel.
Your boy Rossi.
Al.
How y'all doing, man? It's been a while since we've been in the dungeon.
Happy to be back, brother.
Like I said before, once again, I want to appreciate you guys coming down here with me. 46. Special guest this week, we got Al Crawley, man. What's going on, man?
You know, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Al, you have a business, man. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, I sell firearms, so I'm trying to expand and keep it going, but I'm trying to inform my people, like, we can buy firearms. I know it's a stereotype about what we are depicted with firearms. I told my man here that growing up, he knew per a black male with the firearm was either a police officer or a gangster. It was nothing in between, but at the same time, we looked at somebody else with firearms, and they had a plethora of examples. They could be a white military.
We call them.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it.
Thank you, man. I understand.
Yeah. But I think you wanna say I've heard that job.
I mean, using another word.
They always get a ray of a police officer. They gonna be somebody of importance than what we are. Pretty much depicted as. So mm-hmm. I want to just change that narrative. Like I said, I told people I'd have seen a black cowboy. I said, actually, you know what I mean? The lever action. I said, I know you hear stories about Wyatt Earp. I said, well, you want to hear about the black gunslingers as well, how firearms helped our culture too, especially during this time. But yeah, I was just trying to just keep it pushing.
I want you to plug yourself, man. What's the name of your store and where's it located?
Oh, Al's Guns, man. Right now we are 4711 Nine Mile Road, right here in Eastern Henrico. But we're staying in Eastern Henrico, and we're looking to move here pretty soon. The location I've announced pretty much on my Facebook. Everybody been following on my Facebook, and it's Al's Guns VA. I keep you posted.
No doubt. And it says you're from Verona, and you were in the Marines. How long were you in the Marines?
Oh, about 5 years.
Five years?
Yes, loved it.
So where did you travel?
Man, I went to Afghanistan, but I said my favorite place was Australia. I went to Japan, but Australia was my favorite place, even though everything is designed pretty much to kill man, but still my favorite place.
So why Australia?
Pretty much you can drink and it's a casino right there. Like, you know what I mean? I love dice, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. not no more, you know what I mean? Not no more, man.
So let me check my pocket.
That's the only place I know that, you know, they can drink and you can gamble right there. Mm-hmm. So it's like Vegas, but you know what I mean? A little bit better. It's always hot, feel good, you know what I mean? And it ain't as dry. Mm. But yeah, I don't step outside. I tell people all the time, you go to Australia, don't step in no puddle of water that you can't see the bottom of.
I've seen all the pictures of, they got creatures over
they
there.
They got
man.
Different animals over there, Jack.
For real, boy.
Fuck that is.
Yeah. Down under.
Yeah.
I did want to check out Japan because just the technology out there, man. But I might have to put Australia on the bucket list as well.
See now, you
said. Kangaroos fight.
Yeah, it's some
nigga shot a fair one with a kangaroo in Australia. Okay. I'm not squaring up with a kangaroo, though.
Hey, he stole on us.
Oh, he did.
Kangaroo was like, oh, nigga just hit me. I was just about to eat your dog.
Now, post military life, come back here.
First time out, I really was trying to be a police officer, but they told me infantry, Marine, you know what I mean? 5 years, I had to sit down for a while. They didn't think I was mentally capable to deal with people. That's why I was just like, if they felt like that then, but yet we still have the same kind of military people in position to be police officers, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
So are you saying like what... Did they say you had PTSD?
PTSD. Well, that's what they were saying, and that's why we couldn't. It was so hard to get a job right when you get back, just because certain branches of service, or depending on what you did in the service, they hold you back saying you must have time to adjust. Yes, adjust. But
acclimate.
I was like, you just trying to work. You know what I mean? So I told people, Kmart was the first place that gave me a shot, being a loss prevention. I was like, I love it because it was like I was hunting again. You know what I mean? I hate to say it like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hate to say it like that, but I did good at it. I thrived. I was sitting there like, oh, you know, man, you see that dude right there? I did good. They let me run like 2 or 3 stores for them. I was like, yo, my favorite thing was, I would like to catch other people because we always get caught. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to catch other people. Just because I was like, yo, they shot, they do the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? But you get those loss prevention guys that only want to catch us because, you know, we make it so much easier for them. You know what I mean? Like, but sometimes we just trying to eat. You know what I mean? Like I said, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you
got to
do.
Man. You know what I mean? But,
man, I ain't throwing no steaks
in no t-shirts. Now, what's the smallest thing you seen someone steal?
Oh, man. Man, it's just like candy. You know what I mean? Like, that's like blood dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, you see people steal like the stupidest things. Worst thing I hate though, when people see people making their baby steals. Now that's and I was like, I thought they were like dead serious. Put the joke in the baby clothes, let them keep walking out. I was sitting there. Not on me though. I picked the baby up too. Yo, listen, this is my job, man. It's my job. Can't let you slide, bro.
Everybody gotta go.
Can't let you slide, bro.
So after that, how exactly did Al's gun start?
Oh, man. Actually, when Kmart went down, the pawn shop down the street, they asked me to come there and work with them. My whole mission was, I saw the interest and the growth in a pawn shop, just not on the fact of the pawns, but what it could do for the community base. Like, you could actually fund your own businesses. Like, all that lawn stuff you get, you could rent that stuff out, help start another business, all the, like, paint equipment, all that kind of stuff. So I saw a bigger picture with it, but at the same time, I was like, you know, they locked in, so I ain't had no credit, no money. Like, all I had was a military experience. I ain't know nothing about that, so... I went back to ECPI with the military's help, and I had some good professors. And I started looking into the business aspect of pawns. Started looking at how the other pawn shops in other states grew. So I looked at Detroit, like one of the biggest pawn shops there was. You know what I mean? And I started going off that main plan. Like I told people, I don't never reinvent the wheel. I said the other people don't do it; they just find a way to incorporate and just jump on. And I was like, so I'm doing the same thing. I told you. So when I saw that, I was like, well, I can slide on in here with the pawn because nobody wants to help somebody to do something if they can't get a little piece of it. So I try to pitch an idea that, you know what, we can work together. You know what I mean? So that's how I got into the pawn shop. So I'm a great employee. I tell everybody to come to the shop, I'm a great employee. You know what I mean? I'm a better business owner too. So I get in that joke and I work both sides. I tell people I really do be busy. I work the pawn shop and I work my store. I was like, I ain't cutting my check short as long as they ain't cut me short. So I ain't gonna cut my service short on either side. So I just be running both ends. But like it's I tell people it's a blessing, really. Like the Lord really to show me a path, and I tell people I just am excited that people even want to see me or understand me, just because I was like, I'm just trying to make a living. I ain't doing nothing special. I'm just sitting here trying to count my dollars, make a little extra to keep it pushing for me and my family. But recently with the current situations, I realized this is a huge interest to my people. And we should definitely use our Second Amendment right to bear arms. So I was like, just, you know what I mean? Everything's getting a little crazy, so you want to definitely protect yourself.
No question.
With the business and the FFL that you had, what does that stand for? I don't forget off the top of my head.
Federal Firearms License.
Yes, with that whole experience, how hard was that process?
Man, the process wasn't hard if you just, I tell people, for you know the right people. But I always tell people, I let my work speak for it. When people came out there, a lot of people ought to say, oh, man, I ought to heard about you. You're a great guy. They ought to heard, people ought to talk good about me. So when I went to get the license, it was just easy. It's just sitting there waiting just the time. And I tell people the hardest thing is getting to whatever location you're going to get to, whatever county or district you're in, is really getting their police department involved and being on board with you. Because if they don't like you, you ain't getting no space. I don't care who you are.
So is that through Is it through ATF?
It's through the ATF, but you still got to get the county or whatever for the approval because they got to know your business is there.
And this is Henrico, right?
Yeah, I'm in Henrico.
And they were pretty cool with the whole situation?
Yeah, they were pretty cool as long as I was within zoning and talked to everybody. But yeah, it was pretty simple for me. So that's why I tell people, I said, man, I don't know. Everybody trolls. Everybody gets something different. I done heard the stories, like horror stories. I was like, hey, man. But I told people, be realistic. I'm meeting a lot of people now that want to start FFLs, especially at their homes. And I'm like, that's a dangerous thing. Because, you know, in Powhatan, they had a whole line of robberies. You know, like your homes was public information.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. I said, I like the storefront because that way all my guns go to the store. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what. Yeah, you having guns shipped to your house, you always gonna have somebody gonna try you, you know what I mean? Or think that you gonna keep something in the open.
And for people who, you know, who are new to the whole gun buying thing, if you were to buy a gun online at certain websites, you can get it shipped to Al's Guns because he has FFL. And
$27 on the transfers.
But what's that transfer fee?
$27 on the transfers.
There's a transfer fee and also a background check.
Yeah, it's all included.
That's to be completed once it gets to his store. And
I paid $28 today. I could have saved $1.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much when it gets shipped to you, their phone number is going to be.
It should be attached already.
Yeah, the phone number is going to be attached to the product, whatever you order. He'll call you once it gets to the store. Then you pick it up and you pay whatever transfer fee to
$27. $27.
Yeah. But yeah, with the whole experience with starting a business, what would you say would be the hardest part of everything?
Not listening to people, just doing it. Mm-hmm. That was the hardest part. Everybody gonna tell you why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it. But nobody else is doing it. Everybody that you probably ask, though, they don't have a business. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you got to
fear aspect that other people have. They're scared to jump.
I just prayed on it. You know what I mean? I told people, I know the Lord more doing this business than any time. Even doing Afghanistan, I was just like, I prayed more just now. Because it's like, you got so many people looking for you to fail. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So it's just like, dang. So it's
The funny thing is, it's going to be people close to you. It's nothing to do with you. It's just their fear of doing what they wanted to do, but they didn't do it. And the fact that you're doing it comes like a jealousy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, man, I salute you, man. Like, I went there. He's talking fast now, but he's always talking fast. So, I had a buddy of mine who wanted to get the sky from you. And I was calling Al the other day. And I was like, look, come on. You want to get it? Come on, get it. I got it right now. Come on. Be here by 6. But, yeah, customer service is great. With the firearms, like how does it get, like, you find a dealer who's getting them to get to the store, or is it a vendor?
It's distributors. Like, I gotta actually find, like, I told people, like, actually when I finish here, like I told you, I'm going to leave here, and it's like you have to find distributors that's gonna be on the West Coast right now, just because everybody's right now is still up. Mm-hmm. So on the East Coast, I have to wait until probably like 3 a.m. to get those guns. But when I leave here, I wait till the distributor on the West Coast is closed. I see what guns are pretty much not getting paid for or ship back to his warehouse, and I put a bid on them, like, hey, let me get those real quick. As long as I pay and get him going, I can try to get it. The only thing is, from the West Coast, that's what I'm on back order from. I have things, as I've been waiting for about 3 weeks now, and just trying to get it this way. And I tell people, I'm trying to work as fast as possible to get guns in. I tell people all the time, you don't think I want to make no money too? But yeah, man.
You work on a website as well?
Oh, yeah. My website is up. It's running. I disabled my shopping cart. It is not fair that I take your money and not know when your gun is coming in. Mm-hmm. So I tell you can see all day those prices. They are amazing. But they are from February when I stopped having the guns being shipped. I was like, they're going to update here pretty soon. But I don't, like I said, I really don't think it's fair. I know other stores do it, but I don't think it's fair. I take your money and I'm guessing when your gun going to come in here. So when I feel like distributors going to give me a reasonable timeline that they can guarantee shipping, that's when I open it back up. But yeah, right now, I think I'm doing pretty good with just Facebook and Instagram. And hey, just coming to the shop. Okay. So I said, give me a chance to actually meet the people. You know what I mean? That's why I build my customer service on people. So but yeah, I think I'm working pretty good right now.
So once it's back up the way you want, just go to your Facebook page. You're pretty much, you'll announce it.
Oh, so. Yeah, everyone, I'll be on there. I either say sold out or guess what I got in.
I've been seeing a lot of, there's been a lot of sold outs going on.
I can't complain. You know what I mean? But I'm happy. At the same time, I'm still trying to keep growing. So I'm definitely trying to keep filling these orders in. Mm-hmm. But I do first come, first serve just because I cannot stop and just keep on filling one or two orders at a time because they will cut me off because they won't have the stuff to come in. Mm.
Rossi's first time in a dungeon.
No, no. First time with an Apple Watch.
Was it series 3 or 4?
3. I don't even know how to cut through. I don't even know how to.
I still got a 1, so I couldn't tell you.
My daughter gave me this for Father's Day, dog.
Yeah, that's what's awesome. Yeah, yeah, that's what, like,
hey, really, yeah. My 18-year-old daughter, let me add that. Gave me this for Father's Day. So,
well, let's not apologize.
Shout out to my daughter, Faith.
Yeah, good job. It's not going to bother us anymore. I'm going to have
to power it all the way off because I don't even know how to even...
Like I said, I got the Series 1.
Your daddy old,
man. I'm an Android guy. The only reason why I got an iPhone is because my daughter went to college and I needed to be able to look at her, so I had to get an iPhone. So
No doubt.
That's how that worked. But we're going to cut him off, so...
This is a good segue, though, Ross. So, you started a group, Black Men With Guns. Shout it out.
Black Man With Guns, you know.
Yeah, his camera's over there.
Yeah. Where your camera?
There you go, yeah. Much better.
Yeah. But hashtag BMWG.
Did you hear about it?
Yeah, man, I heard about it. I joined the group, you know what I mean? I was like, I like this man. He was a ball, especially with the Black Men With Guns. But
What made you start the group, Ross?
Honestly, look, I a lot of people might have seen this post about a month or so ago or whatever. It had a white man standing in a field or something, and he had an AR-15 in his hand. And the caption read, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly what it said, but it basically said, hey, y'all niggas ain't ready for no race war. And he had I felt he was alluding to the fact that niggas ain't got no guns.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit rubbed me the wrong way, man. That shit rubbed me the wrong way immediately. So I'm looking at it. Came to me just like that. I went immediately. I picked my phone up, went to groups, Black Men With Guns, and boom. And from there, I think we up to like 1,600 members, and it still ain't been what? Maybe a month and a half?
Yeah, it's growing really fast. Yeah. And before we dive into it, the thing that I want to say is, like, we're trying to change the narrative of black gun ownership. We're not looking for a race war. We're letting everybody know that we can defend ourselves and we're going to protect our families. I want to talk about firearm safety with you guys. It's been a lot of people who's come to me, and I'm not going to say I'm a big gun enthusiast or whatever. I mean, I am familiar with weapons, but they're asking me about purchasing their first firearm. What do they recommend buying?
Revolver. Revolver.
My thing is it's going to be yours. It's personal preference. It's whatever you want, but it's something you have to be comfortable shooting.
Yep.
You don't want to be... some podcast asshole buying a 50 cal Desert Eagle. We're not gonna name names, but your first weapon.
Definitely.
I always recommend a 9. Now, how do you feel about that?
Revolver.
Just straight revolver.
All right, so man, revolver is a defensive weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, man, for somebody, you're not gonna be. A lot of people don't train enough to say, you know, they're proficient enough with a slide to say they can get a recover from a jam or something like that happen. You know, the guns do jam. You know what I mean? Especially if you don't clear it. It's been sitting around the same crusted ammo, just sitting in there for 10 years. You ain't never used it, so the spring all jacked up. You know what I mean? So. Revolver negates all that. Revolver is a 5-shot. I tell you, if you need more than 5 shots, you need to change the way you live in. You know what I mean? With a revolver, you can shoot from your pants pocket. That's my whole thing. I say, you can keep it in your pants, your purse, or something like that. So a lot of people say they buying it for their ladies, they buying it for, you know what I mean, their father, something that's older, is living by itself or something. I say, yo, that's great, because most people aren't prepared for a robbery, you know what I mean? And then by the time you pull a 9, you know you need the full function of the 9 to happen for it to work. The slide must slide back, and round must eject, everything. But revolver, the cylinder just has to spin. That's it. Nothing is going to stop that cylinder from spinning. I was like, and then the people to keep it in their purse or pocket, a piece of cloth is not going to stop them round. You know what I mean? So that's why I preach it. It's more of a defensive weapon. It's one of the best defensive weapons. And I tell people, I'm a good Christian brother. I might be in the wrong part of town. You know what I mean? It keeps my rounds. I get home. home safely. Anybody got knew I was there. Man.
Now, is there a favorite revolver that you have?
Man, I like the Taurus, the 605, stainless steel, 357. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's, that's my go-to. I carry a 45 as well, but you know what I mean? I go to that revolver. Like I said, you don't know the situation.
Now, also, with a revolver, that's good practicing, like, trigger pull, don't you think?
My trick pull up just shooting down the range. I was like, man, I don't know the technical stuff on the revolvers. I just know the safety aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I be telling people, I just be real with them on that. I was like, I'm more in the Marine Corps. I was a machine gun. I love heavy guns, long range shooting. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. But like I said, revolvers, I just know close, just defensive protection. Now, I just got with a security company, and I'm trying to get, you know what I mean? They do more on, like, the actual aspect of trigger pulls and all that kind of stuff like that. Me, I'm more of the numbers guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to tell you how much something going to cost, how much what I'm going to get on the return.
Any revolvers, Ross, you got?
Yeah, man, I'm a big Judge guy, man. I got the
that's a big bitch.
Judge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Polymer Judge.
Another Taurus, see? Great guns.
Yeah.
Great
Polymer
brand.
Judge Taurus. You getting a check.
I'm trying to.
You doing shameless plugs.
Well, someone else has brought a Taurus into the room as well.
Yeah, man. I bought my first Taurus today. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a big Taurus guy before. But so far, so good. I just bought it today. I like the way the bitch looking, like the way she feel. I'm a shooter. See what she talking about.
I like that job, man. G2C, I got one. Yeah. I think I probably have recommended that gun so many times over the past 4 or 5 months, then people need to cut me a check.
You see what I'm saying?
That's why them bitches really kept selling
like,
out.
I really feel like a few people should cut me a check, man. I think I sparked a whole lot of gun purchases over the past 6 months, man.
I'm going to second that. Somebody need to give me a check, man.
Hey, Black Man with Guns, administrator. Send me a check, somebody.
The founder is like, what am I?
Send me a check, man.
Well, Snuff doesn't have a Taurus. I feel left out.
Yeah, man.
The podcast asshole has spent so much money.
What you got?
I don't know.
You were showing us something earlier.
He showed a bazooka.
He was showing us something earlier. What was that?
That bazooka pretty much said, you know what, that's I'm done for a while. And I guess the state of Virginia said I'm done for a while, too, because starting next month, you only buy one.
One handgun a month. Yes.
And I want to say July 1st.
July 1st.
Wednesday.
July 1st.
How do y'all feel about that? For Second Amendment rights, someone telling you that you can only buy one handgun a month.
I mean, for real, I just found out that they had changed that law over the summer last year. Yeah, that used to be the standard norm, one a month, mm-hmm. unless you had a concealed carry or was a mm-hmm. Police enforcement.
But even with a concealed, it's gonna be.
Nah, ain't
so if you have a concealed, it doesn't apply to you?
If I'm not mistaken, you can still buy as many as you want. Yeah. Okay. Concealed weapon license.
I want to check that too. I heard the same thing. Yeah, I'm saying, don't quote me on that. But yeah.
I want to say, and I believe that this shit is for handguns.
It's only for handguns. Yes, it's only for handguns.
I can pick up AR every day of the week.
Yeah.
So it's really just
for handguns. As long as it has that 16-inch barrel.
Yeah. And I don't.
Now, why is that?
Hunting. It's considered for hunting.
Yeah, it's all about the hunt.
Yes. That's why I tell people, I love hunting.
You can't stop a man from feeding himself, man. Mm-hmm. What did it say? A man has the right to.
This nigga about to quote the Constitution.
Well, I was sitting there too. Like,
my voice like this.
This nigga about to quote the Geneva Convention.
A man has the right to.
Bear arms?
That would have said
bear arms. Nah, it's about being able to get yourself some food and shit, man. Right. I forget the technical term. It'll come to me soon, and we'll backtrack to it.
Okay.
We'll get back. Now, do you all consider yourselves to be gun enthusiasts? Is that derogatory? Is it?
I like the term, personally. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, I would say, but I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Probably so. Nah. I mean, like I rock with guns. Like, yeah.
And that's
the thing.
It's my business.
I get enthusiastic.
It's my business. I was excited. My first one.
I've been when I was a child, man, like every holiday, Christmas, birthday, shit, if my parents felt lucky for Easter, I got a BB gun. You'll see me in the country as a child. I might have had a pistol BB gun. I might have had the Crossman cock gent strapped to the penis bar. Might have had another gun somewhere else, man. That's just how we was doing
it. More than that toting that iron, boy.
You know, as kids, though, we riding 5-6 deep. Everybody got a BB gun. So I've been guns all my
That's
life.
That's that country
man.
Shit.
Huh? I think my dad never was a hunter or any of that. But when I was 12, he gave me a shotgun. Never took me in the woods to do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I had a shotgun. So I've been having guns, man, as far back as I can remember.
Dang, I ain't get my first gun until I was 18. My cousin Beef. He told me, yeah, that's my man. Everybody.
Clearly, you get a gun from a guy named Pete.
Yeah. He took me to get my first gun. My 18th birthday, I told him, hey, bro, I want to go get me a shotgun. He didn't believe I could get it. I looked up the laws, bro.
Yeah,
18. I can get one. Man, he took me down there. I bought a Mossberg 88 and bought the conversion kit, made it the pump. He was so shocked, like, they really gave you this, young man. I was like, yeah, bro. This law said I can have it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that man been scared ever since. Like, no, I don't think you should allowed to have this. I don't think you allowed to have this kind of stuff, man. But yeah, like, he took me to get my first gun. After that, yeah, I think I done pretty much had a gun probably like at least one every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never not had a gun since. I always had a gun, as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. With the gun, like, do you prefer it safe? Do you prefer to keep them out?
I don't have no kids, so I would say I just got a dog at the house. So I tell him, you come to my house with kids, there's guns everywhere. Like, that's what it is. I don't have no safety or nothing on it. Everything loaded. So I guess that's gonna change, you know what I mean, as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like people with children need a safe. Well, not a safe, a safety.
A safe place.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I don't got a safe.
Yeah.
My daughter also ain't old enough or big enough to really do nothing.
Yeah, like she gonna go see.
Now I will say today I had my 27 on my waist and she started reaching for it when she was sitting in her high chair.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even if like she could pick that bitch up, so
yeah.
I don't know. I seen a little girl on the YouTube toting 2 gallon jugs of milk walking through the kitchen. She had to be about 1 year old. Y'all ain't see that? The girl walking with the jugs in the kitchen like this. I said, God damn.
I'm thinking about a safe. I've been researching the whole dehumidifier, whether it's necessary or not, because they said you can put like the silica packs inside of there, but I mean that could just be a temporary thing.
Something to make sure your ammo don't go bad or something.
Just to make sure, like with the moisture and all that stuff in the air, it could cause corrosion and all of that stuff. Now I know people who do have gun safes. They say they leave it open for the most part, but if they're leaving or if the kids are going to be around and they're not going to be around, that's when they keep it closed. Mm-hmm. You know,
I have a gun closet. I'm in a position that I live alone. I don't have a woman that's in my home that boss around your closet spaces and things of that nature.
The views of Ross do not represent enough for your friends, although we know women do like hog the closets up. Go ahead, Ross.
So I have a closet that I have dedicated to my weaponry. I can lock it, but I lock my door. My kids know they don't come in and fuck with no guns. All my kids shoot. My daughter haven't done a lot of shooting. I probably need to get a little bit better with her with that. But my boys shoot, man. I take them, we shoot, man. I like to say, shit go bad. I can stick a gun in everybody's hand. You know what I'm saying? So hey, we must protect this house.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what it is.
I got a gun drawer. I do handguns.
I got rifles.
Yeah, I don't got no
shotguns,
rifles yet. So.
But see, that bug is biting on you now, man. But I would tell everybody, just whatever you like, get what you like. Be responsible. Self-protection, man. Self-protection. We talked a little earlier before the show started about rules of engagement. I know that you were saying with the military and police is two totally different things.
Yeah, I would say you don't get no... It's an escalation point, but it's not like with the police, they have a non-lethal, you know what I mean? In the military, you have no non-lethal, you know what I mean, engagement. It's just
clearly.
Now, we've had the issues with the Tamir Rice and Philando Castile. What was Tamir? It wasn't even 5 seconds of them getting there, and he lost his life. We support being black gun owners. We also want to support being responsible gun owners. Mm-hmm. I know we saw this week, I don't know if you guys saw it at Chesterfield Town Center. There was an issue out there. And I don't really know what went down. That's why we had a discussion earlier. I can't really speak on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
a lot of niggas doing a whole lot of speaking on it.
Yeah, it was a lot of speaking going on. pretty much a shooting inside of the mall. You know, we don't know the story behind it, but everybody's going to have an opinion on it.
From what I heard, I mean, you don't know the backdrop or whatever, but young man supposed to have been at the mall with his mom, girlfriend, or whatever, a significant other, and a child. And approached by a group of gentlemen. I think it was a previous beef or whatever. And I think they was pushing him, shoving him, trying to strike him as he tried to get away. I guess he got to a point where, you know what, I ain't running away no more. Mm-hmm. And after they put their hands all on him, he licked shots.
Yeah. And we had a group text. Shout out T-Von, you know what I'm saying? Our frequent guest on the Rebels in the Dungeon. But we had a group text, and we was chatting about it. And I was being funny, but not being funny at the same time. But hey, this is Snuff talking. I'm not going to look like a bitch in front of my mom and my girl. I'm sorry. Like,
you done bitched them out. Yeah, man,
you got three generations. You got my mom, girl, and my child there. I'm going to be the man.
Because you already know your old lady going to say.
Yeah.
As soon as you get an argument with her, you can cuss at me, but you didn't have nothing to say to the niggas in the mall. Yeah.
This nigga in front of Sbarro about to beat your ass in the food court. But
you ain't jumping on him like that. Real shit.
So,
like I said, we don't know what transpired, but that was me with real comedy. Like, I'm not.
But even as the conversation continued, like I said, after I saw what the young man's father had put on Facebook, when he kind of gave a little context to the situation, because all I saw was like a video clip. You don't know, like you said, you don't know anything from
it. They had an actual video clip of this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it's partial.
Yeah, it's very partial.
You never get this. Yeah.
It's very partial. And, you know, with that provided context, who am I to say that he was wrong or right, really? Well, you know what I'm saying?
But then you look at, you want to look at the legalities of it. We'll hang with that.
I go moral. I don't go.
I mean, moral not gonna keep you out of jail.
That's true. That
so you gotta deal with the legalities.
But
legally.
Firearms are not allowed on the
premises because they have it posted on the door. Mm-hmm. No firearms allowed. So right then and there, you're trespassing. So you pick up a trespassing charge. You fire the gun inside of a building. So then you have firing the gun in occupied space.
They run it wild.
Yeah, so you, depending on how many, they can actually give you a charge for every person in the mall.
Child endangerment.
Reckless endangerment. They could give you having a concealed weapon because you didn't have an open carry, so you get concealed charge. It's a numerous amount of charges that they can hit.
I can see him running wild on it.
They didn't make a hit.
Oh yeah, Cuz got shot.
Oh, he shot somebody?
Yeah. But in the hospital right now, I believe.
He ain't dead?
Mm-hmm. Not to my knowledge.
If you ever got to shoot somebody, kill him.
The views of Ross do not represent stuff.
I knew that was coming. police officer told me this.
Yeah, yes, it's deadly force. If you feel as if you have to use your weapon, it's deadly force.
If it's me and you, and I'm shooting at you, I want to kill you. Because if I do not kill you, then it's two sides to the story.
Exactly.
But the only reason you should pull your gun is you felt like you
were a threat.
Life or death.
I don't believe
in maiming, shoulder shots, none of that. I try to shoot for the head. Maybe I hit you in the chest, something like that.
I told one lady, she said she wanted to buy the gun. She said, but I don't want to kill him. I said, I can't sell you this then. I said, I'm selling this junk. I'm selling this junk because somebody break it home, you're going to shoot. I'm going to say it like, you're going to shoot them dead. You know what
I mean? Yeah, we don't want Barney Fife going on. Yeah, we're big on the self-protection. With the rules of engagement, when it comes to us, I mean, to me, it's the same as with the police. It's deadly force. If you feel as if you're being threatened, your life is being threatened.
Yeah, that's the only reason you should pull the gun. That's the only reason you're supposed to pull it. Like your life is threatened.
Life is threatened. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
And I say that a lot of cats buy guns or whatever. You buy weapons, rifles, whatever you may have you. But you don't shoot them. You get them, you lock them up in the safe, you store them under the bed, you store them wherever. And then you'll hear, and maybe it's a good thing sometimes, you'll hear, it was a big shooting in the South Side. 100 shots went off, but nobody got hit, which is good in that moment. But you didn't get hit because the guys ain't practicing. You're not shooting that weapon. Mm-hmm. So I say this: shoot your weapon, man. Fire it, and fire it a lot, so that you are able to let it be an extension of your fist.
Mm-hmm.
So when you aim and squeeze and shoot, you hit your target because you don't want to miss him and hit little Johnny. Or little Chris, or whoever.
And that's the issue we're having, like how we're trying to change the narrative. You're seeing with these shootings that, you know, the media is constantly showing, you know, trying to push the black on black agenda. But most of these weapons are illegal. And I'm betting that there is no target practice. There is no going to the range. Mm-hmm. There is none of that stuff going on. And this is when, you know, the innocent people are, their lives are being taken. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, do you recommend with the shooting range, do you recommend indoor, outdoor, or it really doesn't matter to you?
I mean, me myself, I'm not big on that indoor thing. I just get high in my head that a bullet can come back to me or whatever. And then I just don't want to pay. Most cases, and maybe this ain't the case, but I feel like most of those range shops be racist. And I ain't got a dime to get.
Well, we've seen that.
Yeah.
I don't have a dime for any races. I seen last week with full ass shooters, I believe it is, some shit like that in Colonial Heights once you pass Martin Luther King Bridge.
Mm-hmm. The irony.
I think it's shooters. They posted up, we don't want nobody to support Black Lives Matter or any of that type of shit coming here in this range. We don't support you. We don't want you. Some shit like that.
No KKK, so though.
So that let me, that told me, we don't want no black people in our shit. So anybody black, do not spend any dollars in.
It was a smoking gun, I want to say.
I think it's shooters, yeah, smoking gun. Oh, yeah, that's right. But yeah, don't go to no gun shop in Colonial Heights across the Martin Luther King Bridge. I'm looking at the mic, I guess. But yeah, we not supporting them, man. We're not supporting them.
He tried to play cleanup after the fact.
Yeah.
Try to play cleanup. It's cute. Just like the lady.
He came back and apologized and said something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He came back and basically was like, no, I'm just saying we don't support any hate or anything like that. Some old bullshit.
Then, yeah, I think
you might not support it, but you just birthed a lot of it.
Like, yeah. The blue lie. He said all lives matter. Yeah. So after he lost me with that one.
Yeah. But I had a good mind to get some of them protesters to stand in front of that shit and shut that shit down.
But, you know, the quiet is kept. He's going to have those quiet supporters who's going to frequent the store now. Yeah. He said that.
Oh, you know, when you start that type of shit, they come
business
up.
Business probably booming,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, probably work up.
Getting back to the group Black Men with Guns, no women allowed in the group.
No women allowed, man. No women allowed. Initially, when I first said no women allowed, it's because I didn't want it to become a dating site. You know how we do. You post up a picture, then next thing you know, Trisha liked the picture. Then you flirting, Trisha posting guns.
The views of Rasta not represent Trisha. We not mad at you, Trisha. Hey, do what you got to do, Trisha.
Trisha taking them ass forward shots with the camera with your gun in the hand. I wanted it to be about men. We don't have a lot, man. As black men, we don't have a lot to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because we, as black people, we are like the most loving, inclusive people there is. So I wanted to make it strategically just for us, an outlet for us that we can talk about whatever we want to talk about, and big up brothers protecting their families, man. Pose whatever question. I don't have people post up information for brothers getting their rights back. The right to bear arms. It's a guy who posts stuff about that. Guys who post different black-owned businesses or whatever. So
it's a guy out there that sells tactical wear.
Yeah. So we can buy black, man. Our dollars count, man. So when they don't appreciate them, we need to start pointing our dollars in the direction of us. Don't respect your money.
The feedback has been dope on the page. It's been good debates. It's been disagreements, but it's not been disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one person, because somebody pissed him
off. But we have an administrator who...
Do not play.
He'll play that shit.
Yes, he will hit the finger.
Look, and the reason why I'm like that is because I've been a part of groups. And, like, I'm a Bucks fan. So I'm in about 5, 6, 7 Buccaneers groups. And you'll see these people spewing all types of hate and negativity. And I'm like, why don't y'all just kick this dude out the group? You're a Bucks fan, but all you do is bash the Bucks. That don't make sense. Kick them out. So being that I've always hated that, when I found myself in a position where I can kick motherfuckers out.
You shall do so.
I'm kicking your ass up out of there. Because I don't want the confusion. Like one brother, he was like, hey man, I hope you're not kicking your brothers out for having an opinion or difference of opinion. I said, not necessarily so. I said, but I won't allow you to stir up no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that's what that brother was going to do. Mm-hmm. We had had thousands of posts, man, and it was zero negativity. And he come on, and I look, you know, when you come on, you say something before I cut you, I look all through your social media, check out what your life like, what you're doing, stuff like that. And I felt like his first post was a post saying, hey, am I the only one that feels that the name of the group should be a little bit more discreet? So that's your first thing that you want to add to the group? Change the name of the
Black
group?
Black Men with Guns? Question mark? Yeah, bitch, yeah. You got to go.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, we're not condoning take it up the ass, bow down to the white man niggas up in this group.
Yeah.
You can get your ass up out of here when you want to conform to what somebody else wants you to do. Because we saying Black Men with Guns because I want you to understand, realize, and recognize that we Black men with guns. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. So you can take that conforming and shit somewhere else. Like I told the brother, I said, because he came back in my inbox, he was like, you, whatever the nigga said. So I hit him with the politically correct shit. I was like, look, brother, you can go and create whatever group you want to create. You can call it men that are scared to say they're Black men with guns. Whatever you want to call it. But in this group, it's going to be Black men with guns.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't like it, you can exit left or right. Because Ross ain't changing the motherfucking thing.
You got to
point blank, period.
And that's the world we live in now with social media. Like, there's so many trolls out there. And you have to be careful with that. And there's also, especially with this shit going on now, you're seeing a lot of your friends or people you thought you were your friends posting some outlandish shit, man.
Yeah.
Some real outlandish shit. It's like, one minute is you're for the cause, the next minute you're posting all this conservative stuff, or you're fact-checking off Wikipedia.
Oh, and, man, all lives matter and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it, man. Let's lighten it up, man. RVA Exotic Bulldogs. You got a lot going on, man.
Hey, man, you know. I got a couple litters. I got a litter on the ground now. I had a litter of six, all males. I made the breeding because I wanted to create a new stud dog. So I said, yeah, I want to give me a new male. I'm going to get a new male out of this deal. I think I said it so much that I cursed the whole litter into males. So I had a litter of six, all males.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely would allow me to be able to keep a male that I can be proud of. I have about four litters on the way, man. Two at my crib and then a couple studs that I got out there. You know, I do that studding thing 100 miles an hour, so. Got a couple litters out there, man. And lately I've been getting a lot of pictures from dogs that I sold or produced like last year. So now I get to actually see my production, you know, as adult dogs.
So then a lot of people are like, y'all are keeping up with each other?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I try to keep up with anybody. I have a few dogs that's like out of the state, you know, out west, Midwest, or whatever. So I might not be able to keep up with them as much. But some of the ones that I sell locally, they keep in contact, man. Send me updates or whatever. And for real, it's dope when somebody send you a picture and a nice little quote that say, hey, I really appreciate you, you know, this, that, and the third. Because you really don't think about it. Like my daughter said, and I paid attention to what she said. She said, you know, I never really pay attention that these dogs are actually going to someone's home when you sell them. And I was like, yeah, they going to homes and they're becoming a part of the family. So you don't pay attention to the effect that you have on somebody's life. Like, people love their animals. Mm-hmm. So to add that type of...
That's a new member to the family.
To a family that is bigger than what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The comfort that they get or whatever. Like a lot of people, you just all you have is that dog. So it's big, man. It's bigger than what you think it is.
I know you talked about it before, but you know, for someone who's just first listening to the show, how can they contact you about? You know,
you can reach me at RVA Exotic Bulldogs on Instagram. You can check me out. I just started a new group. I started another group, man. I got this group thing going right now, so it's all about the groups. I started a group on Facebook, Bulldog Fancy.
Is that a public or private group?
It's not sure.
Yeah, man.
Just look it up, and yeah. I'll let you in.
Bulldog Fancy?
Bulldog Fancy, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's just about anybody, bully breed dogs, sharing what you have, asking questions, same type of deal, man. And the reason why I started it, because I was a part of a couple groups, and you'll realize when you get into this bulldog thing, man, that this shit racist, too. Like, they don't want you in this game. So I post a few pictures or videos or whatever, and I notice that when they go through administrator, I never see them on the page. But then I see other people's post up 100 miles an hour. So I said, you know what, I'll cut the middleman, I'll create my own group. Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to make people have to ask for permission to post. You post it, I don't like it, I knock the shit off. Mm-hmm. So that's just how that works. So you can check me out, Bulldog Fancy, on groups and Facebook, RVA Exotic Bulldogs on IG. You can look me up at Rossi Beasley at Facebook. Check me out for whatever I got going on. You know, telling what I got going on. You can look me up on Black_men_with_guns on IG. Yeah.
All right. Before we get to Relevance in the Dungeon, Al, we know Al Gunn on Facebook. Follow Al's Guns on Facebook. Is it Al's Guns VA or Al's Guns?
Al's Guns VA on Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also address of your business.
4711 9 Mile Road. Richmond, Virginia, 23231.
No doubt. Customer service is going to be amazing. Check your brother out. Support black business.
Bad black.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. And I have a few pups available. So if you're interested or looking to purchase a new member of the family, look me up. They are for sale. Not on sale that much, so if you're serious about it, you know what I'm saying, I can make some things work for you, but I'm not giving dogs away. And these are not your run-of-the-mill dogs, so don't come with that cheap shit.
No doubt. Before we get into Relevance in the Dungeon, let's speak on that. Support black business does not mean discount.
One more time.
See, run that shit for the people in the back.
This is RVA Exotic Bulldogs. These are some best dogs you can buy. Al's Guns. You're going to get the great customer service. You're going to get a weapon to protect you and your family. Mm-hmm. Stop asking for $50 off. Stop asking for $100 off.
Stop asking for a fucking discount.
Yeah.
If you don't go to Green Top and do it.
Especially if you see that you said it yourself, I'm cheaper than anybody else. Like, dang, you know what I mean? Like, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Respect the hustle, man. Respect the hustle.
In order to support black business, you have to support black mm-hmm. business. You can't go there and expect to pay less than where you would pay somewhere else. Mm-hmm. That's not support. That's a hookup.
You don't ask Gucci, Lou, and Fendi for no goddamn hookups.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
But I appreciate you, brother, stopping by on the show. We're going to go into Relevance in a Dungeon. I got a few topics today, man. We kind of ran rather long with the intro.
What I tell you before we start?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be.
It's going to be a long episode.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, man. Let's start it off. NASCAR, Bubba Wallace. Have y'all heard about that this week?
Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, man. Heard enough about it.
Yeah. I seen something he said the other day. This is a new one. He said, Bubba Wallace on Confederate flag, banned protests. We won't see cops pepper spraying them and shooting them with rubber bullets. Now, that's a fact. Now, you know, with an RVA, with the tear gas and the protesters and their... I've seen people call them idiots and all that. Remember, Confederate flag is banned now at all NASCAR events. Now you still have people, you know, I guess in the parking lot. I've seen somebody flying one over, still trying to rock the Confederate flag, still doing their protest, which I don't understand why. Being, if you're American, would you rock something that was fighting against America? I don't understand it. Okay, I'll make it make sense, man.
Bro, if I could, we'd be a whole lot better off. I don't understand the participation trophy. You lost. Like, you lost. Don't nobody else who lose get to fly their shit. The Nazis can't fly their shit in Germany. They lost. You lost.
Then in the day, they always want to say it wasn't slavery. It was states' rights. States' rights to have slaves.
Yeah. You lost and you lost.
You know, we weren't going to talk about the monuments and statues. I said we weren't going to do that before the show. But if we did talk about it, you know. Look,
I thought the mines was dope as shit.
Did you see the picture, the drone photo?
Yeah, he's selling it, right?
Yeah, he's selling that. It's a dope photo, man.
I ain't seen it.
From atop the Robert E. Lee joint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over top the statue, but it shows all the writings around it. Yeah, it's just
it's a really nice picture.
It's dope. It's colorful. It just I'm loving the picture. I'm loving the pictures everybody's showing, you know, taking their kids, taking their girl, taking their friends out there.
I mean, it's a historic moment, man.
Yeah. Basketball court, because you know Snuff will come and drop 30.
Snuff will come and drop 30 quick.
30 bricks.
$30?
30 bricks. Yeah. All white bricks. White tan bricks.
I mean, haters gonna hate.
You can be me.
Oh, you got a pick?
Yeah, I
got it. Yeah, he got a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, when I rode through there, one of the things I did notice the most was a lot of black men out there. With their rifles,
mm-hmm.
openly carrying them, and it was beautiful.
I don't know why I appreciated this so much, but this really made me warm when I saw all of this all over there. Fuck 12.
You know?
Fuck the police.
With the protests, the perpetrators out there too. Someone went to a cemetery and put Black Lives Matter. You know we don't do cemeteries.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stupidity or a lot of the stuff is just blatant ignorance. You know we ain't do that.
Yeah.
You know
we ain't.
Like the white bitch that set the windows on fire.
Yeah, we know we don't do that.
It was a white lady.
Oh, yeah, that was a white girl.
You talking about in Georgia?
Yeah.
Why? They tried to put it on his girl.
They got her ass.
Yeah, about to say, yeah,
they got her ass walking with that shit. They got her ass for that.
She's on video doing
it. Yeah, they got her ass. Stupid. Why would we burn up a window? We ain't burning up the little food giants.
Yeah.
We gonna burn up something is because we went in there to take some good shit and shit got caught on fire. We're not strategically going on fire.
Wendy's had nothing to do with the situation.
Yeah, we like Wendy's.
He just happened to be at Wendy's.
Yeah.
He just happened to be at Wendy's.
Yeah, give me that junior bacon. Give me that junior bacon cheeseburger. I know y'all don't do the pork. I'm sorry.
I'll take that spicy chicken sandwich.
I about to say, I'll take that spicy chicken
sandwich.
Bro,
are we eating that now? Like, are they on the ban list? Like, can we eat that?
No, I wouldn't say. So, people were saying they're on the ban list, but I think people forget a lot of times that these fast food restaurants are franchised. So, because a few of the Wendy's, or even one Wendy's owner may have donated to a cause that you don't agree with. Your Wendy's, 9 times out of 10, did.
I will say this. The only restaurant that can get away with doing whatever the fuck they want is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
says whatever they want about homosexuals. They say whatever they want about Black Lives Matter. They support Donald Trump.
As long as they close on Sundays.
I mean, but
still,
you know what?
You know what I mean?
I don't even know. People gonna hate me when I say this, but I don't know if I support Donald Trump. You know, I might support Donald Trump. I don't even know right now. Like, I don't support fucking Biden. I don't support him.
And that's the thing.
I don't think you have to support Biden.
I didn't have that as a topic. Because we've been talking about it the last few episodes. But the whole Democrat versus Republican, I'm not with either one.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not with the fact that my ancestors didn't die for me to pick the lesser of two evils.
No, they did not.
They wanted us to vote. But we should vote for who we want to vote for. And if somebody is not someone that you don't want, and I just won't vote.
I think we need to get away from the whole I vote for a party thing. Cut that shit out. Stop saying I'm a Democrat. Stop saying I'm a Republican. No, I'm voting. I mean, I'm not going to vote. Let me put that disclaimer out. Rossi does not vote. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care who died so I can vote. They died so that I can have the right to vote or not vote.
Bingo.
Not just get my ass up and go. I have the right to vote or not to vote.
Died for the choice.
So anybody who want to say that bullshit, I won't vote. I don't waste my time with that shit. But I do speak on that voting shit all of the goddamn time.
That is your American right.
Yeah, because it's my right. And I have a right to be fond of the way my financial status have looked under Trump administration. But do I like Trump? No, I think he's a fucking idiot. Do I like Biden? No, I think he's a fucking idiot. And that fool say he wanna take guns, and you know I ain't with that.
We talked about Biden earlier when Al showed up, and well, with Clinton, with the crime bill from 94. Yeah.
Fuck niggas up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we ain't rocking with that. We just so caught up on how much we hate Donald Trump that they don't even care what these other people is talking about.
Well, nobody can ever give you a reason why they're voting for, other than their hate for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They don't even care. Like the man told me, he said, oh, I don't even care what his policies are. I don't want Trump.
Or is it anybody? Anybody but
what the, that's what you should care about. Like, that's the whole reason you supposedly
voted.
That's
what voting is for. Because you like or enjoy what this guy represents.
Yeah.
So that's what pisses me off. Like, we always want to talk about something, but be totally uneducated on having an educated opinion on who you want to vote for, why you want to vote for them, what do they do that separates them from the other guy. They just, it's either you vote, at first for 2 terms, we voted because the motherfucker was black.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank period. I voted for Barack the first time. Second time, I didn't give a fuck. I did not go out and vote for Barack because I felt like Barack hadn't done a goddamn thing for me. I'm not gay, so them happy little gay laws he passed.
If he's a Ross, he never represents stuff for gay friends. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, last time I was talking about gay, I kind of was ruffling feathers and I didn't even know. It put me on here with a young woman. What's the woman's name that was on here that one time?
Oh, Tisha.
Very great conversation.
Shout out to Tisha. Hey, come on back. To the dungeon.
Yeah, you won't hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I gotta go back and listen to that one thing.
Yeah. Ken, you was MIA on that one, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was in this job, man. We was talking a few things and then I was like, oh, she didn't enjoy that too much. Then she said, as a member of the LGBTQGHSYJKA, I said, oh, okay, I'm stepping all over toes. I didn't even know that. Snuff left my brother.
No. Snuff was not aware. It just, you know, sometimes when you go left, you find things, man.
I stepped all over the toes.
I gotta go back and get that.
But I will say this. I think when we left, everything was all good. I almost felt like I had a little way in, but you know, I ain't mess with it.
Oh man, I might get a message on that.
It's all good. The views are awesome. Snuff geek.
It's just so. I'm not getting back earlier. I'm not picking the lesser of the two evils. That whole Democrat, that's that whole
trap.
That whole divide and conquer thing, man.
Politicians are here to do things for you, supposedly. So until you start voting for someone who's going to do something for you, you're wasting your vote.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
You have to investigate, man. You got to really know what these people are going to do for you. And, you know, the local elections, like we talked before, local elections matter the most to me. Mm-hmm. We don't worry about that stuff up top. Getting back to the brother Bubba, you know, he ran a car in support of Black Lives Matter on the same day NASCAR banned the Confederate flag. It came 2 days after he said NASCAR should ban fans from flying a flag at tracks, and 3 days after NASCAR held a moment of silence ahead of his cup race at Atlanta. So, my question to you all is, you also saw with the noose situation,
mm-hmm.
They said that it was a pull-down rope.
Just tied up.
I shared a picture the other day of it. It was a noose. It was a pull-down rope which tied into a noose. In the only garage
that the brother
at that track, it's been there since October, but it just happens that Bubba, even though, you know,
he won't even know who said nothing.
NASCAR drivers aren't even allowed to go into the garage.
Mm-hmm. Said nobody had been in there for quite a while or something.
Yeah, but the only one was in his team.
Yeah,
coincidence.
Yeah, but the NASCAR drivers the next day they supported him. They walked him out, walked his car out. He had the whole unity thing going on. So. Once again, my question to you all is, has he received more support in his sport than Cap in NFL?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he was Cap, I mean, his car would be taken and his ass would be out.
Yeah, he'd be out of job.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see what he done to Cap as?
And now they're trying to make up for what he did to Cap.
Yeah.
Give him a job, man.
They're trying. I mean, I don't know if they're trying.
But I don't think they're necessarily trying. They're talking.
They doing lip service to it. Like for real... Do Cap want a job? That's my thing. Cause like I don't hear that brother come out and say, please give me a job. I want to take a job.
I think Cap's good. I think Cap's good where he's at.
He said it before he did all. He said I'm in a position that I know that this is gonna cause me some problems, but I'm financially stable enough that I can deal with it. And that's what that brother been doing, dealing with it. So, I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't want him to come back, but do we want him back? Do we want that back? Do we want that?
It's hard. It's like 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's 3 years.
Yeah,
he ain't got shit to do with me. He can come back.
I mean, I would love him to come back, but you know what they say with the NFL?
That type of shit. I want to watch football. Like, don't get me wrong, and I don't want to sound like some type of loser Negro from it, but I don't care. Just let me watch football. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to watch football. Don't make it, and it's hard to say don't make it a black or white thing because you got black people working and you got white people reaping all the benefits. But as a fan, which is what I am, a fan, when I'm dealing with that shit, I am a fan. It has nothing to do with me being black, white, or anything in between. I'm just a fan. And I want to watch that football shit. I don't care who took a knee. Shit. I don't care who toted the flag. None of that shit. I just want to watch fucking football. I don't care what you do when you leave that stadium. I don't give a fuck. But when you come here on Sunday, Thursday, or Monday night, I want to watch football, dog. I don't give a fuck about the rest of that shit. I only want to watch football. And if it's basketball, I just want to see you shoot the shot. Dunk on somebody. Block a shot. Steal a ball. Make a good pass. I don't give a fuck about that shit Kyrie talking about. Cool, you got a voice. Use it. But I won't see basketball, dog, because I'm at home. I don't watch all of the shit that Netflix has to offer. I won't see some basketball. Dog, I've been watching Tampa Bay Buccaneers Madden football games on YouTube, dog. That's what I've been looking at. That's how bad this shit is.
Yeah, that's yourself to that bullshit.
That's very sad. Very sad.
You need to check those games out. Those games been very entertaining.
I will ask you, what made you become a Tampa Bay fan?
You know, I like that red, dog. So when they switched, I was a Florida State fan.
Warwick Dunn?
Yeah. Okay. So when all them migrated there.
Derrick Brooks?
Derrick Brooks, mm-hmm. Warwick Dunn. You know, it was a big migration of Florida teams to the Florida team. So then when they switched the colors to the red, you know, it just made sense.
I see they got, new jerseys this year?
Yeah, new jerseys, new quarterback. I wasn't all that happy about that at first because I kind of put Tom Brady on my bigot list, but, you know.
But you just want to watch football.
Yeah.
I want to watch football. You just want to watch football. Yeah, but the Rossi had called him outside of football talking some shit that I didn't like. So, I ain't like his ass either. And with all that cheating and shit, you know.
I did think that maybe Jameis deserved one more chance, even though he throws a lot of picks.
I always root for black, and I don't like to see black guys cast to the side, but I did want Jameis' ass out of there. And I hung with
him. I mean, it was in your benefit for him to get out of there.
And if that brother hadn't threw that last interception on the last play of the season, I was all keep Jameis Winston. But when the last play of the season came and that nigga ended the season with an interception.
Was it a pick six? He threw a lot of pick six.
It was a pick six. Yeah, about a pick six. Finished the year. Come on, dog. Come on. Then he going to say some shit like, I've been balling. You don't threw a lot of passes, dog. You threw a lot of interceptions, too.
Yeah. I want to say he threw for 5,000, but I mean, he threw
5,000 yards and then he joined the 30 for 30 club.
Yeah. He led the league touchdowns. In touchdowns and picks, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Probably, I don't know if he led in touchdowns, but he led the league in yards.
Lance, yeah.
How you lead the league in yards and then you ain't even got a team at the end of the year?
A lot of catch up, man.
If he was white, you think that would have happened? Mm. What y'all think?
Nah, I mean, that's been proven. Look at Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble.
Yeah.
They actually brought him back.
How many
the Redskins.
Yeah. How many jobs butt fumbling guy?
Yeah, they kept bringing him back, man.
Yeah, white boys get a few more chances, man.
Speaking of Kyrie earlier, do y'all remember this week where Kyrie's, you know, it's for the last few weeks, Kyrie's been saying that he don't think the players should play. They should, with the Black Lives Matter and the protests going on, that they should sit out. But it has been proven that Kyrie can't even play this year.
He can't even play, so of course he gonna say it. I don't fuck with Kyrie, man. So, get his ass back down under.
So, and real talk, you know, I know why Rossi mad with Kyrie for real. After he backed out of that Flat Earthers comment.
Yes! I lost a lot of respect for him for that.
Yeah.
A lot of respect.
He did. He backpedaled real fast.
I ain't never seen him back off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he backpedaled right there. And I ain't fucked with him since. Real. But I didn't know you knew that.
After he made that statement, Kendrick Perkins, you know, who's really been bashing a lot of players, even though he's fresh.
The whole goddamn
he's life. Fresh. I he's like fresh from out of the NBA. Perkins. He said pretty much saying Kyrie was bird brain or whatnot. So he's attacking his character now. So when Kevin Durant responded, you know, they've been going back and forth for a while, but he responded calling Perkins a sellout, to which, you know, Kendrick started to respond saying that he lives in the neighborhood, he's the only black person in the neighborhood, even though it's $1 million home. I mean, you know, like, he's acting like he's fighting the fight.
He can be.
He can be, but at the same time, don't bitch up now. you had a lot to say, man. You came for Kyrie. KD had to say something. Even when, with Westbrook, he said Westbrook was the greatest Thunder player ever. Mm-hmm. Took a shot with KD with that one.
We all know that's not true.
But, hey, then you know that's a shot then.
Yeah.
If we know, we all know it's not true. I think Perkins, your production doesn't represent, like, he wants to be Barkley so bad, but you want Barkley on the court.
Like, I think Perkins, the shit he talk kind of fit his game. Like, he used to do the shit work.
But the Perkins I remember, besides Blake Griffin crushing him with a dunk or whatever, was Perkins was always on the bench talking shit to the players on the court.
In that Celtics series.
That's why I say fuck Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, well, that's many moons ago.
As a Cavaliers fan.
Nah, nigga. Fucking Cavaliers. I'm a Lakers fan. He played for the Celtics, so fuck that nigga.
I thought you was talking about that series.
Nah.
How'd you feel about when Paul Pierce pulled a fake?
Fuck Paul Pierce, dog. I fade Paul Pierce today.
Fuck Paul Pierce, man. I don't even know what you call that. I don't know what happened.
Goddamn bird brain. This motherfucker said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade.
How? Nobody. There's plenty of people who don't even know you, Paul Pierce. You barely a household name.
The crazy thing, he's from L.A.
Yeah.
I don't like Paul Pierce, though.
I ain't never been able to stand
I ain't a fan. I ain't never liked this game, for real.
Should the players play?
Players should play,
they can do what the fuck they want to do.
Players play, man.
Patrick Beverly said, Bron playing.
Everybody playing.
We playing.
Point blank, period.
I'm a Lakers fan, so I'm partial to wanting to see them play.
I just want to see Bron get that ring, man. I want to see Bron get that ring. I seen this week as well that he's got a new media deal. I want to say $100 million.
Like who?
I'm going to say Jordan will always be the GOAT in my book, but LeBron, when it comes to social justice, speaking up for his people, as well as his play on the court.
Hands down.
He's like the Ali of basketball. You know, he just has that, he's going to have the respect in the future. Now, they talk that shit about, like, Cap, but Ali was the same way. Everybody loves him now, but when he was going through that stuff back then, he was one of the hatest men in America.
So was Martin Luther King.
Yeah, exactly. But now is, you know, we got the holidays. Speaking of holidays, man, Juneteenth. I want to say that before we get out of here.
I don't even know if you're going to bring this up, but I saw one of Rossi's favorite people recently, one of the LGBT. I don't want to fuck it up, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Or something.
I ain't want to say it wrong. He, on Twitter, I believe it was, said, Juneteenth is not a real thing, blacks. Y'all already have a month. Don't try to take ours, too.
Yeah, I seen a gay guy say that. I saw that.
Who was this?
I don't know who the fuck he is.
He was somebody. I seen some gay dude. Yeah.
My thing is, Juneteenth, I appreciate all these stores just recognizing that racism exists and speaking on it. I appreciate you out there. Sarcasm very heavy. But with the Juneteenth, I want to make sure that is every year. I don't want you just acknowledging now. I see the Virginia made it a state holiday, but the feds are still acting like dicks.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said, you know...
Donald Trump.
It's a great holiday, but no one knew what it was. I made it very, very famous.
Nobody knew what it was.
Yeah,
I make stuff famous. I made Juneteenth.
He acts so ignorant, like he didn't know. Like he's going to Tulsa on Juneteenth. Like, come on, man.
There was a lot of pushback. And we don't need pushback. Nobody likes pushback. Nobody hates pushback more than Donald Trump.
it's just comical, man. But I want that to be every year. We have a lot of bullshit holidays. This is a real one.
Columbus Day.
Oh yeah, you seen him in the water? You know, on Google Maps. If you went to Google Maps, it was actually the statue was in the water.
Located.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Fuck them statues, man.
Fuck them statues, dog. Blow them shits up.
But also, do more than take statues down and give us discounts and right on the street and all that shit. Let's get some policy changes and changes, too. That's the word. Yeah.
Shout out Quita and T-Von. What did it say? Policies, not apologies.
Yeah.
That's
bars.
What we want.
Bars, nigga. Real rap,
bro. Yeah, that's what we want, man. We want the policies to change. Breonna Taylor, man. You know, let's not forget about her. Let's not forget about all the people
that shit still don't make sense. You changed the law due to this, but you can't find the fuck. Yeah. Yeah. That shit don't fucking make sense.
You know, I hate to say this, and I don't even want to seem like I'm pro anything negative. I don't give a fuck what it is. But, like, sometimes I feel like some people need to die, man. Like,
oh, I've said that a plethora of times.
A few people need to die. Like, you keep getting away with this shit, and you walk around here willy-nilly, like ain't shit sweet. Like,
well, nothing's ever been
all y'all boys
would
be out here shooting up the streets and shit. Why y'all don't go shoot these motherfuckers up, man?
Consequences are different.
It's a hatred, man. We really need to talk about our community as well. And that's, you know, we're going to dive more into that. I want to get an event together, man. That's what I'm working on next for the kids. No politics, though. I don't want no politics involved with that. Just something for the kids, man. I don't want to keep bashing politics, but just this week alone, these last 24 hours, I've seen a bunch of crap. People trying to look good, shitting on other people. I just don't like that. I don't like clout chasers. If you're gonna do it for the right reasons, man. Yeah.
Do it for the heart.
But I don't know, man. The last one I wanted to get out of here before I get out of here was mental illness and attention seekers on social media. Kel, you had a great point the other day when we were talking about a certain situation with how we always say back in the day we'll take an ass whooping. Nowadays, kids ain't fighting.
Yeah, but it ain't the same, like we said. Yeah, that ass whooping ain't the same.
The ass whooping's not the same because the ass whooping's going to be seen by 12,000 people on social media.
Yeah.
So back in the day, you cut an ass whooping, you might 30 people might know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you cool with the person the next day. You know, you fought it out. You know, you took that L. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, that shit getting shared.
Yeah.
Everybody's seeing
quickly.
It.
And I think people forget that shit a lot of times. Like, people quick to down these kids and whatnot, and they don't understand. It's a total different type of fucking pressure. Like, I'm old enough to have been able to, you know what I'm saying, take my lumps and it not be recorded, but I'm young enough to...
A lot of lumps.
Yeah. No, what? No, no,
I'm not. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It ain't going ain't go. Enough, though. Enough, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is what it is. But I'm young enough to also see the other side of it and have enough of my life have seen the way that people's lives are engulfed on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even with the whole Chesterfield Town Center incident, like, Rusty was a people like, oh, y'all saw a clip. Like, if you look at that, even that little clip, you see how many people's phones were out when this boy was getting his ass whooped by supposedly multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that he would never be able to live down because that's going to go on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever the fuck else they're using. So that's some shit, like, that's a different type of pressure. Y'all can say whatever, y'all can be the toughest niggas in the world. Oh, I'll take an ass whooping. All right, you take an ass whooping and have the whole world see it and have everybody recognize you for that ass whooping.
Just so you know, Rossi will not take an ass whooping. I will shoot you. So, don't think. And I like fight. I will fight. I got a couple trained belts up under me. But if you put your hands on Rossi, he will shoot you. FYI.
And we had a conversation earlier on the page. The guy was saying, you know, as black men, we have to know when to engage and when not to engage. But, you know, Snuff will always say this, man. Look, I'm not going to look like a bitch in front of my mama, my girl, my daughter. I'm sorry. Take it how you want.
Take it how you want. I can tell you now. I am 41 years old, and up to this point, I have never been beaten up. I've been in a few fights. I have never been beaten up, not even close to have been beaten up. So at the age of 41, I do not know how my mental will respond to being beat up at this late age. So I will tell you, I tow guns 99.7% of the time. So you run up on me, then you can put your hands on me.
I will say this, but like I said, we don't know what happened in that situation tomorrow, but if somebody's wild enough to run up on you while you're with your mom and your girl and your kid, hey, man, that's danger to me.
Hey, that's what's the rapper name that they ran up on him in Walmart? He burned their ass. Baby.
I mean, also, if you're willing to run up on somebody, you got to be willing to take what come with that shit, too.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, you can't start a fight and then tell a nigga they fighting too hard. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or they not fighting. Yeah.
Hey, don't bite me, bro.
Yeah, right. Like,
I know what I
want
to do.
Nigga, you coming for my head. Like,
and that's what that revolver there for. You know what I mean? That's that revolver right there. That's defense.
That's judge time.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Man, I see one of them, but that's a big bitch.
Georgetown. That's bigger than that cannon I seen here earlier.
Well, yeah.
That gun was big.
Yeah, this
nigga. Hey, he ain't big no more.
This nigga got a goddamn. You got to light the end of that bitch to spark that motherfucker.
Like wheels on
some
nigga put out a light on the train. Wait till y'all hear this motherfucker here.
But yeah, with the whole mental, the attention seekers on social media, man, we have a lot of people who sometimes.
You talk about that shit?
Yeah.
I thought. Yeah. Okay.
It's some people use depression as. I don't want to be aesthetic. Disrespectful.
People do use depression as an aesthetic. It's been going on for about the last few years. It's a thing.
There's a story I saw today, man. Because you know, I work very hard. You know, Snuff does have a full time. I work very hard, and sometimes I have a chance to look at my phone. Not a lot, but sometimes I do. And I seen an article today where it said that. Huh.
I was very, you got another job.
It was very dry. I was being very dry right there. But I seen an article where the girl was upset because she had two kids with a guy, and she found out the guy was married, and she did a Facebook Live saying that she was devastated, and she had the two kids with her, saying pretty much act like it was going to be like a murder suicide.
Is she driving?
Yeah, she was driving, and she ended up flipping the vehicle. I'm also seeing that the next day after this happened, she was saying that. She didn't mean to do that. She dropped the phone and tried to get the phone, and it flipped or whatever. Then I seen another article after that as well where it says she started a GoFundMe page. With mental illness, with depression, and attention seekers, it's Nick and Nick, man. It's
a lot of that shit is just intertwined. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I ain't gonna speak on that girl for real. I seen, you know, it's...
And somebody else has said something as well, which is why I really maybe I shouldn't have an opinion on this, because they're saying I don't know what it feels like to have postpartum, and I don't, and that is real.
All black people have postpartum.
Well, not part of it.
We'll dive into that, but I don't know what she's going through. Everybody is different, but I just don't feel as if going to social media for affection is a good thing, because social media is a place where trolls, bullies.
But at the same time, people don't know, they don't have nobody else to turn to at that time, so that's where they seek their validation.
Also. That's, you can say that, but
I mean, who am I to say not? You know what I'm saying?
If you have to go to social media for that, that in itself is the issue.
Yeah.
You have to keep your team strong. If you don't have a team, you gotta have somebody you can talk to. But depending on social media, like I tell kids all the time, once it's out there, it's always out there.
No, there's no getting rid of it.
And that's the main issue with today. And that's why that shit happened at the mall. It's like motherfuckers grab their phone quick as a bitch.
Man,
they can't call 911, but they can hit record.
Won't do nothing to help you.
Mm-mm.
But hey, bro, I ain't gonna help you, but I got the proof. Burden proof, buddy.
And it's been a great thing, and it's been a horrible thing. Right. You know, with the whole George Floyd thing, people are saying, well, instead of just recording,
should we kick the cop a little bit or something?
It'd been two dead motherfuckers.
That's a lot to put on somebody.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like everybody has a part to do. They did their part. That's why everything that's going on now is going on, because somebody filmed that instead of it being word of mouth. So, I don't know, man. Just be careful what you put on social media. Everybody ain't your friend, man. Just like Kel ain't my friend. Kel be on that bullshit. You just gotta read people, man.
Fuck,
you gotta know.
Snuff,
I see. It is what it is, man.
But shit crazy, man. Shit. I mean, in my 41 years, man,
How old is Rossi? I think he said that like 6 times already.
Yeah, I like to hear it from him. Man. They be thinking I'm young. I want you to know that I've been here 40-something years.
Black don't crack for men either. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
So, in my years being here, man, the scope of the way things is right now is crazy. You know, I remember being in the 80s, early 80s and stuff like that, when racial tension was probably a whole lot more. But now, with social media, everything is in your face, man. I don't care what it is. It's in your face. And I feel like it's an agenda behind it. It's an agenda behind every time a black man gets killed that they put it on their TV. It's always
on TV. You couldn't even see people getting dying on the news beforehand. Mm-hmm.
Now they let you sit out there and let a man get choked out.
6 o'clock.
Desensitizing us. Also, I mean, I'm a realist, man. You know, right before that George Floyd thing happened, we couldn't even do a fucking funeral. Nobody could go to a funeral. Everything was videoed. George Floyd had a big, big funeral, man. And there was a lot of politicians there. Trying to make a name for themselves, man. People capitalize off of the bullshit.
Yep.
And it's hard to find out who's genuine when you see shit like that.
That's because none of them are genuine. Oh, everybody got a box to check.
I'm not even no disclaimer with that, because that's real as real can get, man.
Like you look out there. Come on, man. It's George Floyd. They said he was some type of sexual assault person. He had numerous drug charges. I mean, he came with every piece of dirt for this man's life.
Character assassination. They're doing that with Breonna Taylor now too.
Why we can't just die, be murdered, and say, hey, the man got murdered. Why you gotta talk about all the negative shit in my life, man?
Cause none of that shit warrants.
They don't wanna talk about the negative shit that 45 done. They don't wanna talk about all his sex allegations. Yeah. None of that shit. But they want to talk about the stuff of a dead man. They want to talk about what Trayvon Martin did in school. A fucking child? You want to pull out his negative
points? Yeah, goddamn child.
The young man who got murdered in Georgia. They pulling up videos.
Ahmaud Arbery, yeah.
Yeah, for the police fucking with him in the park. Like, come on, dog.
Brooks.
Come on, white people. Brooks. When are y'all going to cut this shit out, man? Cut that shit out. This shit is disgusting now. You should be disgusted your own self at this fucking shit. Shit pisses me off.
If all lives mattered, you'd be upset right now, too. That's what I'll say.
All lives matter. Okay, well, motherfucker, we'll get upset with everybody else. Because this is a life. Since all of them matter, take a little pride in this motherfucker right here. God damn, that shit is frustrating. Make you want to go out and crack some heads. Like my man said on school days. Y'all probably don't remember. Make you want to go out and crack some heads, man. You poke cracks in motherfucking heads. This shit
Shout out Spike, man. I did see the Five.
On the Five Bloods?
Yeah, Five Bloods.
I ain't see it yet.
Five Bloods. What was that about?
The new one. Is that was in Vietnam. Yeah, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, that was shit.
You ain't like it?
I looked at it. It was shit, though. It was shitty. You didn't think it was shitty?
I think the only thing I didn't care for was the fact that when they went back in time, they were still the old heads.
This movie has time travel in it?
Flashback.
Yeah.
Like, all the old niggas are still old niggas.
Like, Delroy was still 70 years old in Vietnam or whatever.
You had the funniest joke with that goddamn movie, though.
Or the LeBron?
Nigga. I hadn't even seen the movie, but I knew he was in that bitch, and I fell out.
Nah, you know, Delroy looks like LeBron. Yeah. So I said LeBron should win an Oscar for that role.
That shit crazy. I was looking at that shit, then the brothers walking down a hill, man go to take a pee or a poop or something. 3,000 miles away from the trail. Why are you going so far to take that poop, man?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand that. That bothered me.
But he did find the gold, though. So.
Then found gold taking his poop. Then it had gold all down the hill. For some reason, I just don't feel like it went that way. But
maybe I need to go take a shit outside, then.
Yeah, they found a lot. It was a lot of gold, man. But I mean, Spike, I don't know. It was decent.
I mean, it was okay.
I watched.
Spike got some trash.
I didn't even know that was a Spike movie, but now that you say that, it makes sense.
Spike got some trash.
Plenty of trash.
He got some trash out there, my boy.
Yeah.
That go down. I mean, it won't totally trash. It won't like It won't like that giant that Nick Cannon played in.
I didn't even watch it. I'm sorry. No disrespect.
I gotta watch it when y'all talking about
that. I mean, all the disrespect that I can mean when I talk about that shit.
That movie, pure garbage.
Awful. That's the most awful garbage shit ever.
But to be honest, if you want good Spike, you gotta go back 30 years.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
School days.
Malcolm X, you know.
The last good movie Spike probably had, what was it? He made a movie, it was a bunch of white people in it, some murder investigation type of shit.
I know he did Inside Man, the one with Denzel, with the dude robbing the bank.
That was good. He did Black Klansman. That was trash.
I've yet to watch that.
I couldn't get past it.
I saw 15 minutes of it. Boo boo.
Yeah, I go to
see one of my favorites that's coming on a lot lately. Mo Better Blues. Mo gets mad because I watch it so much, but it's one of my favorite movies, man. But yeah, that's 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know, man. Spike, maybe he'll get one.
Spike, I guess over with, man.
He could just retire. He could
just, we like, he got to get Denzel and Wesley in another movie, man. I guess that's what it is.
He can just go ahead and retire.
Yeah.
I mean, they going to still keep letting him get these checks for these shitty movies. Get them checks, my brother. I ain't mad at you. Get them checks.
Is it worse than the Tyler Perry movie?
No.
Was The Shy worse than the Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah. Yes. The Shy is actually the worst movie ever. I know they tried to get into a Soul Plane, but I enjoy Soul Plane.
Soul Plane is fun.
Yeah, Soul Plane. Yeah.
I don't
Shy
know, man.
Is trash.
The Shy is really
I never
bad.
Met a person yet that enjoyed The Shy.
But Tyler Perry is oh, God. I'm not think on that. They both, because I hate both of them.
All right, get back next episode, man. Relatives in the Dungeon. Shout outs, Kel.
Man, shout out to everybody on this platform today. Shout out to Black Men with Guns. Shout out to being a Black man with guns. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got today.
Hey, man. Shout out to the people, man. The protesters, man. The people who really been out there holding the line for this movement that's going on out there. Shout out Black Men with Guns. Shout out Black people, man. I love y'all, man. For real. I mean, white people, I love y'all too. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of way or whatever. I mean, y'all doing right. But I love Black people, man. I love you. I'm happy. I so happen to be Black.
You can love Black people without saying something to white people.
I mean, you know, they like to be included. So I just throw them whatever I just threw them. Enjoy that if you will. But if not.
Shout out to Black women.
Shout out to Black women, mothers of the earth.
The greatest thing ever created.
Yeah. Love them. Love them too. Shout out to my mama. Willie Anna Beasley, shout her out.
God!
Since that's what we doing. Shout out to my mama, because without her, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm at the head out, too.
No doubt. Brother Al, shout outs.
Oh, man, I shout out to everybody here, man. Thank y'all for having me. Everybody listening to me. Like I said, man, I just thought I was very humbled to have somebody really, people to really listen to what I had to say. Like I said, I'm just doing something here that I enjoy to put some coins in my pocket. And I just see now the benefit of my people getting involved.
All right, shout out. Hey, look, we've had Al on the show, and we've done the show, and everybody ended the show. So now I'm going to talk my shit. So Al was nervous coming on the show, thinking I was going to attack him and bash him. I said, Al, man, let me go ahead and get this a pick at a quick bio so we can do the show. Hey, look, man, I'm just working on this bio, man. I said, yo, we not doing Malcolm X, man. give me something short and sweet, man. But look, We met, what was it, last Friday. I appreciate, look, the communication. You coming on the show on short notice. We're going to be frequenting, as soon as Snuff get a little more money, frequenting the store a little more often.
It's my fan.
I might have to hide some stuff that I'm getting from you. But once again, support Black business. We appreciate what you're doing, brother. Rossi, this is your 1,000th appearance on the show. You're going to continue.
Yeah, hey, look. Right. You know, man. You invite me, dog. I'm over here, man.
I'll too, look.
Go ahead, man.
Y'all fuck around. Get taken, man. I'll just be like, hey, look, Friday, 8 o'clock. Y'all decide to be here, man. Once again, Kel, appreciate you, bro. It's been a long time, man. 46.
Yeah, 46 man. Episodes, dog. That's dope. I think I got here, what was that,
29? They flying by, man. If it weren't for COVID-19, we'd be
100, right?
Creeping on 60 up in this bitch, man. But once again, appreciate you fellas coming, man. Before we get out of here, we want to talk about firearms. Look, we are gun enthusiasts, but we want to promote firearm safety. So if you want to purchase a weapon, I recommend you taking a course. If you want to get concealed, there's places for that as well. But you need to learn your firearms. These are, I mean, we can say they're toys, but they're not really toys, man. They are grown men
weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so these things, they're dangerous. If you don't know what you're doing, ask questions, take classes.
Educate yourself,
man. Once again, this is Relevance in the Dungeon, episode 46. I'm Snuff McGee, joined by...
You already know, it's your boy Kel.
Rossi.
Ow.
All right, before we get out of here, man, let me pay these bills, man. I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers for an hour and a half. Look, Snuff Again Friends available. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Snuff Again Friends, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Overcast, and Anchor.fm. Also, September 12th, 2020, Snuff Again Friends comedy show starring Michael Bam Bam White, featuring Mike J. Lazarus Hamlin, hosted by the handsome, sexy, Snuff McGee.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, okay. I didn't know I was going to be the host. I didn't know I was hosting. Oh, how you threw me. I was like, oh, okay. Appreciate it.
Haters gonna hate, bro. Haters gonna hate. But yeah, September 12th, Liaison Restaurant, Money Executives Entertainment. Shout out Jay Prince. Once again, I'm Snuff McGee. Appreciate you fellas stopping by. I'm out. Peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.